Syracuse has formally agreed to share property tax revenue with the newly formed land bank, but as WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, that doesn't have everyone satisfied.
The council voted Monday to set aside a $250,000 loan for startup costs for the land bank. It's unclear whether the mayor will approve that spending. The council has also said it will only discuss how much of the anticipated increase in back tax payments it would give the land bank next fall, when it knows the amount collected. The land bank board was hoping to have a more solid sharing plan in place sooner, and it began sending out foreclosure notices on vacant properties last month. Councilor Bob Dougherty voted against the measure. He says he wanted to see more details laid out.
We want to take care of these blighted properties, and I really see this as being a huge win for the city. I think everybody, just wants to get it off the ground, but we have maybe different ideas how to do that.
The mayor's office says that, along with the land bank, it will go back to the council soon to ask for more details on sharing. The land bank was formed this spring under a new state law as a tool for dealing with vacant and tax delinquent properties. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.